Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy March. There is the promise of spring in the air. I'm Caroline Phipps, here to preview the stories we feature on Berkshire Style this week. We hope you are staying warm, safe, and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for you and all our live. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage. On some farms, the most valuable employee might be the fastest harvesting veggie crew member or the most efficient milker. On others, it's the big fluffy dog, keeping livestock safe from predators. Dogs can play many roles on a farm. In the Berkshires, livestock guardian is one of their most common jobs, but they can also act as herders, mousers, and as devoted farmer companions. We repost this charming feature by Martha Jackson Suquet of Berkshire Grown. First Friday Passport Kitchen. Global cuisines at the Berkshire Botanical Garden, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. This four-session series aims to spark excitement and foster curiosity about the culinary world. Through hands-on experiential learning, you will explore basic techniques and flavor profiles from around the globe. In each of the four sessions, you will work with local and seasonal produce, focus on two or three curated dishes, and conclude with a family-style meal for all participants. First Friday Passport Kitchen, Global Cuisines, at the Berkshire Botanical Garden, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Writing Workshop, Letters of Gratitude to the Women Who Inspire Us, at the Norman Rockwell Museum, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Artist Anita Kunz described her series, Original Sisters, Portraits of Tenacity and Courage, as a love story, a thank you to the women on whose shoulders I stand. Following the artist's lead, Jennifer Brody will lead a writing workshop in honor of International Women's Day, inviting participants to write letters of love and gratitude to women who have inspired them. Writing Workshop, Letters of Gratitude to the Women Who Inspire Us, at the Norman Rockwell Museum, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Berkshire Bark Portals, Evening in the Palace of Reason, at Lenox Town Hall, Lenox, Massachusetts. Journalist and author James R. Gaines provides a lightly fictionalized account of the true life event in 1747 that produced Bach's late masterpiece, Das Musikalische, Opfer 1079. The evening includes a book reading and presentation by the author, a live performance of the famous trio sonata, and a discussion hosted by Berkshire Bark Artistic Director Eugene Drucker. Berkshire Bark Portals, Evening in the Palace of Reason, at Lenox Town Hall, Lenox, Massachusetts. Jazz Diplomacy, America's Conversation with the World, at Berkshire Community College, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. James Ketterer of Bard College will lead a talk exploring the use of one of America's great cultural creations, jazz, as a diplomatic tool. Starting in the 1950s, jazz was used as a way to counter Soviet propaganda, highlighting the contributions of great musicians like Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and Dizzy Gillespie. But how did these musicians reconcile their status as global ambassadors of American culture with the challenges of the civil rights movement back home? The answer is manifest in the music they played, the compositions they created, and the musicians they inspired around the world. Jazz Diplomacy, America's Conversation with the World, at Berkshire Community College, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Sourdough Bread Baking Contest, Doughy Delights at Dewey Hall, Sheffield, Massachusetts. The fourth annual sourdough competition gives local home bakers a chance to showcase their skills and offers attendees a fun culinary experience. Bakers will enter their freshly baked loaves of sourdough. The culinary judges include internationally renowned Richard Borden of Berkshire Mountain Bakery, as well as other celebrated bread artisans. Attendees are invited to sample the contestants' loaves along with complimentary cheese boards from Rubiner's Cheesemongers, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages. Sourdough Bread Baking Contest, Doughy Delights at Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Our favorite thing, First Friday's Passport Kitchen. Berkshire Botanical Garden will be the site with After Hours owner chef Kevin Kelly. The series, held on the first Friday of the month, is designed to satisfy curiosity about the culinary world through hands-on experiential learning. The classes will cover basic techniques and flavor affinities from across the globe. Berkshire Kitchen. Chef Leon lived and traveled in Canada for several years in the 1970s. He encountered a simple, delicious pudding-like dessert called Quebecois Maple Pudding. He discovered it not in a cafe or restaurant, but in the homes of friends he made. We have an easy recipe for this sweet and delightful dessert. Out on a limb. A month ago, we brought home a great white pit bull mix, 80 pounds of muscle and bone, who would be fearsome were it not for his sensitive face and goofy disposition. He had been rescued from a premises that housed 26 dogs, six of whom were already dead. Never have I met an adult dog with less information. Catherine explores his training and ours. Living with inner elegance. Keeping your sanity. Today's dilemma. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. This quote was attributed to Edmund Burke. Everything feels so wrong. I can't bear to watch the news. I don't know what to do. I can't count the number of times I have heard these hand-wringing sentiments these last weeks. This is all understandable because beneath the endless debates about policies, economics, religion, and culture, something more profound is unfolding. This is a spiritual reckoning. I, Caroline Phipps, explore the feelings of our time. History's Lens. Kent Ice Harvest. In the first decades of the 20th century, men are shown harvesting ice in the Kent area. Today, ice has moved to indoor rinks for modern sport. But from colonial times, before refrigeration was generated electrically, the ice was a commodity. Cut from rivers or ponds, stored in ice houses, and sold in blocks to keep food cold year-round. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, computer or tablet. We are an online magazine and resource, here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. And until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps, for Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.